After more than four decades of work, the organizers of the Pontiac Terry Fox Run are looking to pass the torch on to a new group of volunteers. Rick Vallon, one of the founders of the local run, spoke with CHIP 101.9 about its history and what it takes to put on the event every year. First off, before we get into passing on the torch here, can you talk a little bit about your history with the Pontiac Terry Fox Run?
Yeah, John Petty and I started doing the Terry Fox Run, and then it was called the Shawville Terry Fox, but now it's the Pontiac Terry Fox Run, walk, bike, horse ride, etc. 43 years ago. Yeah, 42 years ago, sorry. One, because, you know, Terry Fox had just passed away, and the first Terry Fox Run was the year before. So we weren't involved with that, but we did become involved the next year. You know, he was such an inspiration to young people, you know, because he himself wasn't very old, that we got involved. And John's brother-in-law passed away shortly thereafter from cancer. And later on, his wife died from cancer. And just recently, his partner or girlfriend died from cancer. My sister-in-law died from cancer. We work in palliative care. Most of the people that we see are suffering from cancer. Literally suffering, you know, because the pain levels are being managed by palliative care, but it's difficult. So, and the incidence of cancer in the Pontiac, it seems to be higher than anywhere else in Canada, for whatever reason, genetic or environmental. So, yeah, we got involved. As part of it, you know, it's kind of exciting. We got to meet Betty Fox. She came here to give an award to the two schools. And we got to go out for supper with her the night before, so that was pretty exciting. And a couple of years ago, we got to go to the Museum of History, where we met the Fox family because they were celebrating the 40th anniversary of the run. And there was a display there, and Terry's brother was there, and Terry's father, well, might have been more than 3 years ago, father was there, and we got to meet them, too. It was pretty exciting. And working with Peter Sheremeta, who is the head of Terry Fox Quebec, has been an absolute joy. He's a really good guy to work with.
Yeah, like you said, it seems like a very personal cause, not only for you guys there, the organizers, but a lot of people around here for sure. But since you guys were saying you pretty much started off right from the get-go, could you describe a little bit about what, I guess, the impact of the actual Marathon of Hope? Because a lot of people nowadays haven't been around when it was actually going on, but you could describe what it was like?
Isn't that scary? Yeah, he dumped his leg, his good leg, into the Atlantic Ocean, and his intent was to run across Canada. And he would run, and the reason why it's called the Marathon of Hope, he would run a marathon every single day. He would run 43 kilometers to put down a pylon and start there the next day. And this is before the age of modern prosthetics. One of the things that came out on the exhibit was just how ancient-looking his prosthetic leg was, and the fact that he must have had incredible blistering everywhere. And the probably most effective thing there was the sock that he wore, how, you know, mangled it was. Yeah, so just him doing that. And the fact that, you know, Quebec wasn't at that time a willing participant, but now there's Terry Fox runs and walks all across Quebec. You know, he was kind of disappointed with the way Quebec, but then he hit Ontario and it went crazy.
And so you talk about what the Pontiac Terry Fox Run has raised over the past four decades here?
Yeah, as John Petty suggested, about $500,000.
Jeez.
Yeah, considering, you know, so $500,000 going into research, yeah, that's going to be some decent. And like John says, and I say, and Carol, because Carol's been involved with this too, my wife, if he had been diagnosed, you know, in his early stages with the type of cancer he has today, because of the work of the Terry Fox Foundation, he wouldn't even lost his leg. It would have been treated, you know. So the Terry Fox Foundation, what's the correct word? It finances a lot of research. So, it, you know, there's been great strides made, but still there's a long way to go to find a magic bullet to kill all types of cancer.
Like we were talking about, the run's coming up here. It's, September typically when it takes place?
Yeah, it's after the Shawville Fair weekend, which it's the same all across Canada. So that kind of makes it exciting knowing that every small community across Canada and large community has the walk this very same day.
And the reason for our call here today is because I know you guys put out a bit of a call for help there, just looking to take a step back from your guys' role. So you, which, I mean, fair enough, you've been running it for 4 decades here. But I guess, could you describe a little bit about, for somebody that you're looking for somebody to take it on here, what exactly is entailed in putting this all together?
The first thing is, you know, you've got to have a site. And we've been blessed, because we're both teachers who worked at Pontiac High School, with the support of Western Quebec School Board and Pontiac High School. So we've been able to, you know, get that as our site, and then we walk off a 10-kilometer walk. But prior to that, a lot of advertising goes out. You know, we contact you, we contact the Journal, we contact the Equity to advertise for people to come out. A reminder, we put in articles, you know, why is Canada's number one hero Terry Fox, et cetera. So that's talked up. And then John will go, and I will go up to the high school and promote, because they do a separate day later in the month, just before the end of September. They do a separate day. So, but also just fundraising. You know, John is very good at going to local community businesses and getting their support. We go up to the MRC and talk to the MRC, the various mayors, and get their support so that they, you know, they encourage their citizens to come out and participate. But a lot of it is weather dependent. You know, if we had a heavy rainstorm, then our numbers drop down. And what has tended to happen is, like you said before, the memory of Terry Fox isn't what it used to be. Yes, we teach it in school for a one-day process, but they don't have that gestalt kind of understanding of how incredible it was what he did, you know, when he stopped just outside of Thunder Bay and the cancer was back. A marathon a day. Well, people are lucky to do one marathon in their lifetime.
No doubt, setting the bar pretty high for sure. So if someone's interested here and has wants to get in touch with you guys and talk it over, taking on this role here in the community, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
Call us on the telephone, or, you know, email us. My phone number is 819-647-5609. John is 819-647-2402. My email is rickvallon@hotmail.com. All small case letters.
Rick, thanks for your time.